Now Syrians are marking the second anniversary of the start of the civil war in the country. The two-year-long conflict has cost almost 70,000 lives and reportedly forced a million to flee the country. The anniversary comes at the time when arming the Syrian rebels is also being considered as a possible option. Britain and France have been pressing other EU countries to back their proposal to lift an arms restriction currently imposed on Syria, and the European Union is scheduled to review that embargo in May. The Syrian government, though, is describing the suggestion as a flagrant violation of the principles of international law, and the Russian government has also opposed the suggestion, saying it's not an option. And Dong Manyuan, an international strategic analyst at China Institute of International Studies, says arming the rebels could make things even worse.
Arming the rebels will only further add fuel to the fire. It's not practical for the rebels to overthrow the Assad government, at least not in the short term. The government still has wide support among citizens. Its control over the military forces, administrative organs, and natural resources still prevails. It's difficult to break the power balance unless there is a direct military intervention. Inside Syria, only the Free Syrian Army is the hardliner that's trying to force Assad to step down by force. Some opposition groups, or we can say at least half of the opposition groups, always believe a national dialogue is the right way to end the crisis. I think the international community should realize that peaceful dialogue is the only way to solve the problem.
Now Germany, Austria and Sweden are said to be among those EU countries reluctant to lift the arms embargo. There's also been some suggestion that the United Nations, that lifting the arms embargo will make the job of humanitarian agencies more difficult as well.